Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, that was the opening segment. Fireworks to start the season, or start the show. At the end of the Cavs season, possibly. Cavs take on Indiana tonight.
God, I hope not.
Well, I mean, we got to think about what Donovan Mitchell and his $150 million guaranteed extension on top of what he's already made in his career. We got to think about what he might be going through.
Well, I'm also...
I hope not.
No, it's not just that. It's that I'm thinking about his future. I'm thinking about what our team looks like next year. Now with Boston, if anybody's just waking up, Jason Tatum looks like he ruptured his Achilles. So it kind of got us talking about, you know, playing through stuff and what that means. And now he's most likely, I'm no Twitter doctor, but he's most likely out for all next year. What does that mean for the Cavs? Like, we were wondering this whole time if we're waiting out the Celtics, waiting for them to make their moves because they're getting older, because they're in the second apron, because they new owners of the team and they're too expensive. Like, what that means for the Cavs next year. And that's why I cannot believe between that, the lottery, what happens tonight with the Cavs, this is a huge, huge 48-hour period in NBA history, and it could very well define what happens with this league.
I mean, if he can go at all, it's the professionalism of the sport. You got to play. It's not even a question. If he can go at all, he's got it, because they don't have a chance without him. Can anybody else lead?
I mean, you might be able to win a game at home if Darius didn't have special trick clown shoes on. Did you see we found out that he was wearing shoes?
What?
He's wearing clown shoes last game. That's why he was tripping over himself. And anytime...
The shoes that Jimmy's selling?
What, like Sideshow Bob or what?
Yes. So I didn't know this. I think it was Brian Windhorst on their national show was talking about how he had specialty shoes. That
because he did trip bringing the ball up the floor on Friday.
That his toe, so if anybody was questioning whether he had it's a pain thing, can he deal with the pain? He tried to deal with the pain, but he had to wear special shoes that made him a klutz, that was making him fall. I mean, he committed six fouls in the first 3 minutes last game, and they only called two of them. So he had to go to the bench 4 minutes into the game.
Well, he would be. I'll tell you what, if Donovan couldn't go and you found a way to win the game, you'd feel a hell of a lot better about the rest of the group.
Yeah.
Because it does feel, if he can't go, there's just no chance, because he's the only one we can count on to lead. He's the only one.
Unless you had somehow Ty Jerome saving his... This has been an abysmal playoff stretch here after he was pretty good in the Miami series. If he was saving one of those magical games for tonight, it'd be nice.
Well, flatly... Well, it's not even just that, but honestly, flatly, like... If they were to win tonight and get to a game six, because if they lose tonight, I think Kobe Altman's job is on the line again. I think that
who might win executive of the year.
Yeah, who knows how the owner's going to act? But do you believe that his job might be up for grabs?
I
would think he's still safe, but
I'm just thinking of Dan Gilbert and wondering how the Cavs and how Kobe and Gansey, how they would explain. Well, we won 64 games. Or really, they could have won more than 64. They only won 64 because they went on that West Coast trip. They had the number one seed lined up. They didn't play the last two games. This team could have won 67, 68 games.
Yes.
And Dan Gilbert's going to go, so why would I assume it's ever going to be different again after what happened the last 2 years?
because he doesn't care about the regular season as much. I mean, they put on a show, and they'll win enough games. Like, if you're a playoff team, you're a playoff team. I don't think they care about winning regular season games as much. I don't think Dan Gilbert would care. It's going, hey, we'll get him in here. We'll bring out Red Panda, and we'll still put on a good show, and we'll still win more than we lose, but it's about the postseason, about winning in the postseason. That's how I think he would say it. And if you've built a team to just win in the regular season, well, I can find other guys to win in the regular season. So that's on the line. But I tell you what, if they were to win and they didn't have a Donovan Mitchell, I can make an argument right now for some of these guys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's going to take heart to beat a team like the Indiana Pacers, and especially without Donovan Mitchell. Because frankly, if they don't have Donovan Mitchell on the floor, I'm just going to tell you, I don't know if they could beat a college. I don't take them against a college team without Donovan. That's well, how highly I think of Donovan.
Yes.
So when you say that, well, he's got to consider all these things, I'd soon as drop dead as consider him to not play in this game.
Well, I think, Kenny, the reason I even brought it up is because of what happened last year in Game 5. He had a calf strain. He was limping around the whole series. He was still doing these magical things, and then we find out he's not going to play in Game 5. And then they didn't have Jared Allen. I don't think they had Caris LeVert.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Evan Mobley's coming out party in the second half. But, you know, they lost the game. They lost the series. Yeah. And here we are again a year later wondering the same thing. Donovan Mitchell, game time decision.
If he truly cannot play, then he cannot play. But if he can go at all, boy, you got to go. You got to. Steve in Florida, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, Lima, you actually pushed me into this call. I'm with Ken on this. There's no way that Donovan doesn't play if he can play tonight because of the future, what the future holds. The Boston game last year, everybody knew that series was over, including the players. This year, we're down 3-1, but it's really not that bad. You come home, you win tonight. You can't tell me we can't go to Indiana and win on Thursday night and then come home for Game 7. They're not beating us at home in Game 7. I just think that your thought process in this is just absurd.
Well, it's the exact same thought process of last year. Did you guys forget? This happened last year, the exact same thing. He chose not to play last year. And there was not a pile-on. Will there be a pile-on? Like, will you come after him if he doesn't play tonight?
He said to himself yesterday he's playing tonight. This whole thing is
that.
just a pony and circus act.
Well, what did the MRI show? Did you get your handle on that MRI that he was supposed to have that the Cavs put out in a press release he was going to get yesterday?
They have to post that stuff. They have to say he's getting that done. Just so they don't get hammered by the press and the fans.
But wait, so your point?
Not playing the
okay, I'm
half.
With you. I'm with you. Okay, so your point was that last year, Donovan thought they couldn't come back, so it's a different situation. This year, they can come back. So you're saying it was his decision; he decided not to play last year, but tonight he has to play no matter what.
He's a gamer. You think Donovan wants to be known as the second round exodus again?
I'm with you.
They can still win the series. Yes, we're down 3-1, but I think everybody knows in the back of their head it's probably the easiest 3-1 that a team's ever been down. Indiana, they shot out of their minds in games 1 and 4. I don't think it's that hard of a feat for us to come back and win the series. I really don't.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for the call.
I actually agree that I don't think this... So people are calling me a homer for thinking they still had a shot in the series. And if Donovan can play and that stuff that happened, him falling down, non-contact, whatever, if he can magically heal from that. I mean, guy goes down with a non-contact injury, you think their season's over. Like, you're definitely worried. If he can come back and play and he's actually moving around just fine, yeah, I've never thought throughout Indy, even being up 3-1, I've never thought that Indy was some immovable object. Like, their best player, I went through it yesterday. Before the playoffs started, the Ringer had Halliburton as the 19th best player in the league, and then you got to go all the way down to find Pascal Siakam in their top 100. I mean, the Cavs all year, nobody ever thought that the Pacers team, even when their numbers were up the last 3 months of the year, nobody thought the Pacers, pound for pound, was some talented juggernaut.
What's on the line for the Cavs tonight? 216-474-0092. Think big picture. Think right in front of us. Think the whole way through.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.